USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. It's a storm like few others as Hurricane Hillary approaches the Golden State. The historic cyclones prompting the first tropical storm watch ever in Southern California.
This will bring significant and potentially dangerous and rare impacts to portions of Southern California and the Southwest U.S. this weekend into early next week.
Forecasters say Hillary is likely to generate torrential rains in the mountains and southern deserts of California, Nevada, and Arizona. The official death toll stands at 111 on the Hawaiian island of Maui, with more than 1,000 others still listed as missing. AARP Hawaii State President Gary Simon says many victims in wildfires may be among the elderly.
Well, we're already seeing in the most recent days and hours all these fatalities. They're all older.
Reports say former President Trump is expected to surrender at an Atlanta jail at the end of next week. NBC News reports law enforcement officials are anticipating Trump will surrender no earlier than Thursday in his Georgia election case. Meanwhile, the former president will reportedly skip the first Republican primary debate.
The New York Times reports he'll instead sit for an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson on the same night. Trump, who is considered the frontrunner for the GOP nomination, has signaled for weeks he may not participate in the debate, citing his consistent lead over other Republican contenders in multiple polls. The debate will air Wednesday. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The U.S. Border Patrol says migrant encounters are down from this time last year. In new statistics released Friday, federal officials said encounters in July decreased by 27% compared to a year ago. A new study says you may want to consider which arm your COVID-19 booster shot goes into this fall. Research published in the journal eBiomedicine says the immune response could be stronger if it goes in the same arm as your last COVID vaccine. This is USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the tax doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.
The U.S., South Korea, and Japan are entering a new trilateral partnership. After hosting a meeting with his counterparts at Camp David, President Biden announced historic actions to increase cooperation between the nations in the Indo-Pacific.
I want to thank you for your leadership, and I say it again, for your courage that brought us together. I look forward to working with both of you ahead.
Those include an annual meeting between leaders, annual military exercises, and greater information sharing on threats in the region. The leaders also reaffirmed their commitment to maintain peace and stability in the Taiwan Strait. A federal judge is denying former President Trump's request to put off a civil trial in E. Jean Carroll's defamation lawsuit against him. U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan already rejected Trump's attempt to throw out the lawsuit earlier this summer, but Trump appealed it and asked he delay the trial currently set for January. Kaplan wrote that Trump's appeal is frivolous. A book about Texas high school football is being yanked from some school library shelves. Michael Board reports.
It's time.
Friday Night Lights, which followed the Permian Panthers football team, has been made into a movie and a TV show.
Clear eyes, full heart.
But it's been pulled from some school library shelves in Iowa as part of a move to weed out titles that are not age appropriate. Mason City Schools used artificial intelligence to go through the titles. The author, Buzz Bissinger, told the Cedar Rapids Gazette that the ban is, quote, pathetic, infuriating, and dangerous. I'm Michael Board.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy?